It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, today we have a news media that paints our world with fear, fantasy, unending problems, storms, and the degradation of society. I've watched with despair and a sense of hopelessness until a few years ago, when I decided enough was enough. I didn't know how it was going to contribute to the changing the conversations, but I knew we didn't need any more information out there. What we needed to let go of the negativity in the workplace and in the media airways, we needed more wisdom, which is why Voices of Courage was founded. Hi, I'm Ken D. Foster. I'm your host. Today, our show is The Courage to Plan and Navigate Your Future. On this show, I want to let you know, if you're new to the show, we don't necessarily talk about problems here. The news has covered that. We talk about solutions. When people listen to our show, they walk away with strategies, with hopefully a little more insight, the tools to change their businesses and their lives for the better. In fact, people walk up to me all the time and let me know, I needed to hear exactly what was shared on your show, or it empowered me, or because of your show, I took a new path, which helped me create more success. Or by listening to your show, I found the courage to, you fill in the blank. Right? Because this show is all about courage. This show is about helping you to transform maybe where you are to where you want to be. So I'm glad you tuned in. Facebook fans, thank you for being there. We usually have thousands of views every week on the show. Also, we just landed a new marketing partner. We're on 102 stations now in 27 countries with millions of people listening to the show. So if you're new to the show, I hope you'll come back and listen. If you just found us by accident and you're going, wow, how do I find out more about this show? You can just Google us, Voices of Courage. It comes right at the top of the search engines, Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. So if we want to make a difference in the world and leave a legacy, we have to transform and educate ourselves. 1992, I decided to turn my life around, and I started reading ferociously. I started picking up every book I could on what makes the human spirit tick, what makes us grow, what stops us, what makes us become amazing people, or what holds us back, right? I wanted to know everything. I started attending workshops and teleseminars. I hired counselors and coaches. Why did I do that? Well, you know, I'm a lot like you. I just wanted to be a better version of myself. And what I found was that there's a force within me. There's a force within all of us that can transform us into what we want to be. You know, it's possible to change just about everything that we need to change. And let me tell you this, if you want to change the results that you're getting in your life, you're really at the right place. This is a show that's dedicated to helping people to change what's been going on in the world. You know, I talked to a woman today that was in a terrible situation in Argentina. She had married a fella, a wonderful guy, you know, I'm sure, but she felt like a victim in the marriage, and she needed to get out. And she did get out. She took her children one night day and crossed the border from Argentina into Chile, took an airplane back to the United States, where she was originally from, and started her journey from victim to victor. She told me she felt like a victim in her life for many years. And she said, you know, she wasn't just the victim. She felt like her husband was the victim also. They were both victims, right? But she had the courage to do what it takes to get out and break through the barriers to take her life to a whole new level. Today, she's putting her life back together, right? She's 3 years out of this crazy situation she was in. Her children are doing well. She's doing well. And her and her the husband of her children is also doing well. Everybody's changed and transformed. Why? Because they had the courage to look at what wasn't working and really say, all right, I'm going to do something about it. You know, here's the funny thing, right? A lot of people think that rubbing up against the goalpost is somehow playing the game, but it's not. You got to be on the field to play the game. And if you're not on the field playing the game, then, you know, really nothing's going to happen for you. So I always like to look at it this way. Think about it this way. Think about the end of your life, where you're going to be, right? What's the legacy you're going to leave? Are you writing that story in your life right now? Or are you running some other story in your head? You know, are you running a story that I'm feeling stuck? Are you running the story I'm in overwhelm? Are you running the story that life won't change? Are you running the story that you're just going to be this way forever? Well, that's just a story. Why not make up a new story? Why not make us up a story about your greatness, who you are inside of you, where you'd really like to be? You know, if you're a person that, if you're a person that's stuck somewhere in relationship, in your business, in your job, in your career, in your personal life, with your with maybe your health, your fitness, if you're kind of stuck, or maybe you've plateaued, right? It doesn't mean that things can't change. They can change as soon as you're willing to change. I've been coaching individuals for the last 24 years, and I work with a lot of business owners. I've worked with some startups. I work with multi-million-dollar businesses. And what I find is there's something always in common with all of them. It's that until they are committed to change themselves, their businesses reach certain plateaus. Their lives reach certain plateaus, and they don't go any further. They just stay stuck day in and day out, year after year. In fact, they might change careers. They might change partners. They might change homes or wherever. But what happens is wherever they go, there they are. They show up again, right? So if you want to change, there's some certain things you need to do. First of all, you got to get in touch with what you need to change. It's simple. So if you need to change, let's just pick an area. Let me do this, okay? Scale of 1 to 10. Here, you do it. You do this. Scale of 1 to 10. 10 is dismal, 10 is outstanding. 1 is dismal, 10 is outstanding. 1 is dismal, 10 is outstanding. So let's think about your money life. A scale of 1 to 10. Where are you? Rate yourself. You know, write it down. In your health, 1 to 10. How about your well-being? You feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or are you feeling calm, 100% calm all the time, peace all the time? That's a 10. How about your fitness? You're out there exercising 3, 4, 5 times a week, all right? You have good fitness. How about your friendships? How are your friendships doing? Scale of 1 to 10, family life, right? Maybe your relationship, your close relationship. Maybe you're not in a relationship right now. That's okay. How's your relationship with yourself right now? Are you constantly telling yourself negative things, or you have a good relationship with yourself? How about your fun life? You having any fun? You doing this consistently? Okay. Is your spirit alive and awake and well? And speaking about spirit, how's your spiritual life, right? How are you? Are you connecting? Do you feel connected to something larger than yourself? Are you contributing to the world? So, you know, this I do this with people all the time in my coaching practice. And what happens is that as soon as a person starts to acknowledge what needs to change, they start making progress towards that. And, you know, it's sometimes obstacles get in the way. What's the obstacle? Well, usually it's right between your ears. It's your brain. It's your thinking. And I've shared with this on the show many times that if you focus on where you want to go, if you focus on building the story that you want around your life, if you focus on, let's say, the news headline, right? What's the headline that you're going to realize in your life 6 months, a year from now? Flash, right? Hey, so-and-so ran the marathon. You ran a marathon. Flash. You found the relationship of your dreams. Flash. You've got an amazing new business that you've just started. Flash. You've helped tens of thousands of people, right? What's the headline? Flash. Your children are now taking their lives to a new level because you've changed, right? I will say this. obviously you said it in my own life and seen it in my own life and said it time and time again. It's all an inside job. It's all an inside job. If you change, everything else changes around you. If you change your consciousness, you'll outpicture things in a much different way. Okay, listen, I'll be right back. I've got a guest calling into the show today, and we're going to be talking about his new book, which is called Work the Future Today. And we're going to be working the future as we continue this journey.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show today. Today we're talking about transforming your life. And we have an amazing show lined up for you today. So, before I get to our guest that has just called in, I want to let you know about an amazing women's entrepreneur group here in San Diego. Listen, if you're a woman entrepreneur and you don't know about this group, actually, if you're around the country, around the world, you don't know about this group, you should, because you can connect to them online or at live events. It's called Women's Wisdom. They're San Diego's premier networking and relationship-building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Also, thank you so much for tuning into Voices of Courage. You know, if you're new to the show, we're all about empowering our audiences to step into their soulful future, transforming their lives and becoming an unstoppable force that inspires others along the way. You can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us or just Google Voices of Courage and become an insider. Listen, our insiders, if you go to our website, voicesofcourage.us, you can become an insider. Our insiders get our blog. We have guest giveaways from time to time. We have free seminar and workshop tickets from time to time. So I encourage you to become an insider here and spread the word. All righty. So I have a guest on the phone right now. His name is Whitney Vosburgh. He's written a new book. It's called Work the Future. And he is the co-founder of Work the Future Today, a social venture that offers vision, leadership, and solutions for maximizing personal organizational and societal potential. He's also the co-founder of Brand New Purpose, a brand transformation consultancy that creates purpose-driven, value-driven opportunities. And this is cool about Whitney. You know, he's not focusing on business consulting and writing. He can be found making art. And his work has been featured in exhibitions throughout the world. Whitney, I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
Good morning. A pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Where are you calling in from, by the way?
Berkeley, California.
Berkeley. Okay. Awesome. Well, you've written this amazing book that I've been in the process of reading. In fact, I gave you a nice review yesterday on Amazon because I think you deserve it. It's
called
Work the Future Today. How'd you get started with this?
Well, after working in the corporate world, I went to Divinity School, studied community building and social change, combined my business building with my life building practice. I met my co-author, Charlie Grantham, and we co-wrote this book called Work the Future Today, Finding Your Path to Purpose, Passion, and Profit. And that's how we
arrived. Listen, this book itself is something that I is close to my heart because, you know, there's an old story, and you talk about it in the book. The old story is profit first, and you're shifting that paradigm. Can you tell me why or what? Why do we need to even do that?
The old story of profit first, with its focus on shareholders, has taken many of us far, but it's not going to take all that many of us much further. It will benefit the 1%, but not many others. And with global climate change and all sorts of other factors at play, we need to go from business as usual to defining what business and life and everything else is really all about.
Well, I've always said this. I said, you know, it's like we empower institutions, but we're not empowering our people, right?
Yes.
That's exactly what you're saying because, you know, we're, profit first. Yeah, our corporations are all built around profit. They're an entity, and they have the same rights as a human. But they're a corporation. They're not people. And we keep empowering and these organizations, and the people are left behind. Is that what's part of this book here?
Yes, it's so that we have this new story of purpose first, which puts the planet and people first. And the reason why is if there's no planet, there's no people. And if there's no people, there's no profit.
Well, isn't that's true? It seems like we're in a critical stage right now as far as people and planet. And, you know, I look at the 50,000 people that are coming now knocking on our border every day because we have not put people first, because we've put corporate profits first, and we haven't invested in our people. And what's happening is they need help. We have a lot of people needing help. Is that right?
There are tens of millions of people who need great help in the United States, let alone those who are gathering at the borders, and with many, many more to come.
Yeah, I think so. So, Whitney, let's talk about the operating system that's operating in our corporate mindsets or our mindsets. How does the book help us change that?
Well, we have a global operating system called capitalism. And as I mentioned, it's taken many of us far, but it's failing now. It is in time to replace it with something much better that works not only better, but for many more people. So that we need a new global purpose system, you know, replacing...
What would that look like? What would that look like? Because we live in a capitalist country in the United States. So what do you propose?
That we all become our own leader by looking inside ourselves, where all the answers are, as you said earlier this morning. That beyond our ego lies our life spirit, our life force. There lies all the answers, our purpose, our passion, our road to prosperity. It's by stepping up and saying, tag, I'm it. I am solely responsible for myself, for my work, my life, my relationships, for everything. And by committing to myself, to developing all my inner resources, getting to know my real self better and bringing that ever more to life, I'm going to show up ever more as my higher self.
Oh, I like that. I like that. You know, the higher self, let me ask you this, because the higher self has to do with specific maybe values or essence, you know, being authentic, you know, beauty, balance, compassion, depth of understanding, you know, energy, enthusiasm. I can go on and on with that. But so how does that relate, though, to working with each other?
Well, we are relational beings. We are social beings. So that we're not human havings being defined by what we own, because it owns us. It's not human doings. It's not what we do, although that's important. It's what we are, what we manifest, human beings. And since everything, including us, is forever changing, we are human becomings. So that we all co-create the future now and now and now, because we are the sum of our choices. So if we look inside and find our purpose as our North Star, find our values, start living out our purpose and our values, by being more intentional, we create individually and then collectively co-create a better future right now and then now and then now. That's what's so important.
I love that. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I'm going to take a break, when I come back, what I want to know is that old model of doing business, why is it so urgent for that to be replaced right now? So we'll be talking about that when I get back.
All right.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty, we are back, and our topic today is the courage to plan and navigate your future. Listen, I've come across in San Diego one of the best branding specialists around. Her name is Ann Landstrom, and she is not only a branding specialist, she's a photographer of the highest class. So you can find her at annphotography.com. I recommend you give her a call. She does promise to give you images that will bring out the best in you and your business. That's annphotography.com. Also, I want to thank all of you again for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends know about this show. This week, I'm giving away my release, renew. Actually, I'm giving away something different this week. I'm giving you 10 days of courage this week. That's right, 10 days of courage. How cool is that? You can find that at launchmoxie.com/courage. I'm going to spell it for you. launchmoxie.com, launchmoxie.com/courage. So 10 days of courage, what does that look like? Well, listen, I'm going to drip on you every day. You're going to have my voice every day. Drip, 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 inspiring you to bring out your best, to bring out all of that that power, that passion, that purpose that is within you. So if you want that, today's free. All you got to do is go to launchmoxie.com/courage to get that. No strings attached. All yours for free. Okay, back to my guest. Today on my show, we're talking about, as I mentioned earlier, the courage to plan and navigate your life. And I have Whitney Vosburgh on the line. He's written a new book called Work the Future Today, Finding Your Path to Purpose, Passion, and Profit. And Whitney, before I get into it too much with you, I did want to ask you how the audience can get the book. I saw it on Amazon. Is there any other places that the people can get the book?
You're right. It is available as a paperback as well as an ebook on Amazon.
Okay, so Amazon, and it's I'm showing it to my Facebook Live audience right now. It's W2TF is on the cover with an explanation mark, and Work the Future Today. And if you put in Whitney Vosburgh and Charles Grantham, you will find that book on Amazon, and it's a really powerful read, I have to tell you. Okay, so we were talking about the old model of doing business and why it's urgent to have that replaced right now. Can you give me some insights? What's the urgency?
Well, the urgency is that we have reached a pivotal point where we have a choice of destruction or creation, of going from barely meeting the needs of most people on the planet to surviving to thriving. And it's based on whether we continue with the capitalist model as it's currently practiced, based on exploitation and extraction, with its focus on shareholders, or a new, better future based on purpose and people.
Well, so is there a way to fix the capitalist system? I think that's what I'd want to know first.
Yes, but it has to be an inside job. In other words, people have to say, I am my leader. I am responsible for everything I do and I don't do, for everything I choose and everything I don't choose.
How is personal responsibility tied into, let's say, the people coming up from the border?
That is a very complicated question. We don't have the time to answer that.
Okay. Let me rephrase it. My question is, based on your model, is that the responsibility of all of us, or is that just a responsibility of that human being coming up from another country?
We all are responsible for ourselves and for one another.
Okay. I mean, I can buy into that. So, but I'm not my brother's keeper, but I am my brother's keeper at some level. Is that what you're saying?
We are all our brother's keeper.
Okay. Okay. So let me switch focus here. What are the three major concepts you want the readers to think about then as they read the book, and the three corners of the triangle? What is that?
We have purpose, place, practice. So you can think of it as our head, our heart, and our hands. Our head is the home of our purpose, our why. Our heart is the place, the home of our who and where, our community, our work team, the people who matter the most to us. And I'll explain why in a moment. And then practice, our hands. How do we best do that? So what ties it all together is we all have a unique gift or set of gifts to offer to the world. That's the highest expression of ourselves. Then we need to know who would most benefit from these gifts. Where do we find them? And how do we best share our gifts with these people? this is how we live out our maximum potential for our maximum greatness and benefit for ourselves, others, and the world.
Okay.
It can make all the difference in the world.
And ultimately, you know, when a person gets to the end of their life and they've lived out their potential, why is that important?
Well, you cannot die well unless you live well, and you cannot live well unless you have lived a purposeful life full of value and values, so that you have fulfilled some or most or all of your exponential potential for greatness.
Great.
Or making a big difference in the world that you live in.
You know, nothing happens along those lines without, as I was saying in my first segment, transformation.
Yes.
So how, and I noticed that transformation appears in your book several times, right?
It does.
It's really exactly. So what do you mean by transformation, and how does that take place within the individual?
Well, innovation, for example, is incremental change to stay in place with constant change of life and at work. Transformation is going much further, much deeper in activating and actualizing your potential in so powerfully that it is irreversible, that you never look back. You will only look forward and move into your future, into your greatness, sharing your great potential with yourself and others, so that at the end of your life you have ever fewer regrets.
I love that. You know, in the book, you emphasize that in order for us to feel fulfilled by the work that we do, we must give more thought and take more responsibility for the place we do our work. And that includes the city or town we do our work, as well as, I guess, the job environment, the people we surround ourselves, is what I'm guessing. Why do you choose to give so much emphasis to this idea?
Well, there are many people who talk about the importance of why and what and how. They're all important. But you cannot, since we're humans, you cannot forget the relational part of life, of work, since we are human beings. So where we live, in the community which we're part of, the town, the city, the county, the region, the state, the country, also very important. Where you work is very important, because if you have a well-defined sense of personal purpose and values and of your unique gift or gifts that you're here to share, when you're clear about that, crystal clear about that, then you can say, is the workplace, the work team, the company, the community in which I live in, my faith-based tradition, whatever, is there a sufficient overlap between my individual purpose and their organizational, institutional, neighborhood, civic purpose?
I love that. Listen, Whitney, I got to take a break. We'll come right back and we'll finish that thought. And I'm going to tell everybody how to get the book again. So we'll be right back here.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free conversation confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Alrighty, back today, and the show is called The Courage to Plan, Navigate Your Future. So, I am talking to Whitney Vosburgh. He is the author, the co-author of Work the Future Today, Finding Your Path to Purpose, Passion, and Profit. I love that. All right, so, but we're not talking about traditional profit so much as we're talking about the profit that comes from understanding who you are, what you're about, what your purpose is, doing the inner work that you need to do so that you start to sparkle and bring forth your power, your passion, your greatness, who you are as an individual. And right now we're talking a little bit about environment and why environment is so important for you to make conscious choices and to really bring out all that you are. So, Whitney, yes. Let's talk about that a little more, environment, because it is such an important piece, isn't it?
Yes, there's the geospatial aspect of place, which is important because we don't want to work too far away from where we live. But the much more important aspect is the emotional part. So as space is to house, place is to home. It's the home of our spirit, of our relationships. So we want to make sure that we are in a healthy, appropriate, relevant environment, whether it's at work or in life or at home. The better the fit, the better the overlap between what you're looking for and what the organization, the government, the neighborhood, the community is looking for, the more of a win-win it's going to be.
I get that. And, you know, so what you're talking about is you got to know yourself, right? You got to know your you know, who you are, what your gifts, your skills, your talents, your abilities are. You got to know, like, you know, are you a person that loves to be outside? Do you love to be inside? Do you like to work on computers? Do you like to talk to people? Are you an introvert? Who are you, right? Because if you're put in, you know, this happens all the time. You put introverts in an extrovert job and they hate it. They're miserable, but they think they're going to make a lot of money. You know, let's say being in a sales position.
Right.
But they're not. They don't. And they hate it. And then they start blaming everybody else for their problems. I've seen this time and time again, by the way.
Well, it's why it's so important to be self-responsible.
Yeah.
So that you respond to the inner yearnings of your spirit, of knowing yourself so well that you're an expert on yourself and you're an expert at bringing all your best qualities to life.
You know what I love about your book is it's really designed for people in the workplace. And it's really cutting edge. It's transformational because, you know, a lot of people in the workplace, in the environments today, in the corporate America today, aren't looking at, oh, how, you know, what's my purpose for being here? Who am I? You know, it's like, oh, I have to take responsibilities for my emotions. Well, wait a second. They're the ones that did X to me. Now I get to respond back, right? There's no personal responsibility. There's a lack of personal responsibility. I shouldn't say no. There's a lack of personal responsibility in the marketplace. How does the book help people to start to go back within themselves and find themselves?
Well, there are a number of... first of all, there's the three-part system of your head, your heart, your hands, mm-hmm. your why, your who, and where, and the how, the what, the when, the how much. So we advise that you start with your why, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. If you're more of a people person, you can start with the who, and then figure out what your why is. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter exactly where you start, it's where you end mm-hmm. that matters. It's taking that, and for many people, particularly men, to travel that longest distance of the 18 inches from head to heart is so important. And then to take that other 18 inches from the heart to the gut so that you have intellectual intelligence, emotional intelligence, and intuitive intelligence. When all three are in alignment, you are at your most powerful.
Well, I agree with that. And, you know, I think everybody has intuitive abilities, right? The gut. But most people have undeveloped intuition, right? So how do we develop that?
Well, people ignore it or distrust it. As you said earlier this morning, it's all an inside job. So that we need to slow down, have more quiet time alone, so that we can get more intimate with ourselves, to get to know ourselves better.
Mm, I love
by
that.
By slowing down, by being quieter, and doing things that promote that, whether mindful practices, getting grounded, whether it's meditation, prayer, being service to others, of gardening, of being in nature, taking a hike, going on a silent retreat, being of service to others, whatever it is that helps you get in a quiet time, place, and zone so that you can look into yourself, get more intimate with yourself, be able to listen to your intuition. Mm-hmm. It is the most valuable thing that is with us always.
Well, you know, for me, I just speak my own personal life. What I've found is that when motion stops, spirit begins. So yes. For me, in my personal life, what I like to do is in the morning, every morning, I have a practice, I have a habit of getting out of bed in gratitude, right? And then shortly thereafter, I meditate. And I meditate for anywhere per day, from a half hour to 3 hours a day. And because I've found that, you know, all the answers, everything is there when I quiet this mind. And what I've also found for most people and for myself, I just speak for me, my greatest thinking, I think a lot. My greatest thinking keeps me stuck. The only thing that unsticks me is going into spirit, into silence. And then I get the insights, the answers that help me take my life to the next level. So that's been my experience. I think this is what this book is a lot about. It's about helping people go back within themselves and really look. And, you know, the nice thing I like is you've laid it out in such a way that it's a step-by-step process. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's not hard. There's nothing that you have to, you know, change or, you know, go crazy about it. But it'll change you as you work it. That's what I love about the book.
Well, that's the whole idea behind Work the Future Today. It's do what you can, when you can, as often as you can. Mm. And incrementally, it will all add up to start making a real difference in your life and the life of others.
And it will do that. So this is cool. Okay, so Work the Future Today, again, by Whitney Vosburgh and Charlie Granum. And you can get that on Amazon. And the reason I'm going to describe it a little bit, it's got a red circle with a WTF with a colon mark. When I went onto Amazon and I Googled it, there were several other WTF books, but nothing like this. This is the one you want. Whitney Vosburgh and Charlie Grantham. You may want to Google their name. It comes right up, and you can find their book right on Amazon. So, Whitney, any final thoughts? Thank you for being here.
Yes. Try to do something familiar, hard or easy, differently each day. For example, if you're right-handed and you always brush your teeth with your right hand, try it with your left hand.
I love that. I love it. In other words, get out of your way, do something different, and make the changes that you know will help you. Okay, coming up in my next segment. Whitney, by the way, first of all, thank you. Thank you for being here. Please tell Charlie that appreciate him, too, writing this book. We'll be right back. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about how to really step into your power, how to navigate your future in a powerful way. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All right, we're back today. What a great day. What a great day to make a difference in somebody else's life. Hey, you know, today I'm recording my show today, and we're going to be playing back this Sunday in San Diego and across the country next week. But as I record today, I have to acknowledge something. I've one summer night about in 1998, I opened the door, and this woman answered it, and I looked into her love-filled eyes. And a fire ignited deep inside, and it changed my life forever. I fell in love instantly with my wife, Judy, and today is our 20-year wedding anniversary. So we'll be celebrating it for the next couple weeks, because I don't believe you need to celebrate one day. I think you need to celebrate your amazing life every day. You know, I wake up every day, and today was no exception. I woke up and I said, "What? How can I make my wife's life better?" Right? I just thought of that. I thought, wow, what does she love the most? She loves Facebook. She is all over Facebook. She likes to express herself and her life and share it with her friends, and she's a new thought leader in the community. So I said, man, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go pull out my old wedding album. I'm going to find the key pictures. I'm going to take pictures of them, right? I'm going to post them up on Facebook, and which is what I did. Her life, she had a big smile, like, who did this? Where'd you find these pictures, right? So that's how she woke up today. And, of course, more to come, right? I'm not going to share it on the air because it's a surprise, and she's probably listening right now. So anyway, Judy, I love you dearly. I'm giving you a shout-out. It's been we have created incredible memories together, and we've done it not always perfectly. But you know what? I married somebody that had qualities that I look for before I got in relationship. I look for the quality of loyalty. I look for the quality of somebody that's spiritual. I look for somebody that could forgive easy, that didn't have a bunch of baggage. I look for somebody that took care of themselves. I look for somebody that others looked up to, that was a leader. And I found that in this huge heart in her. So anyway, I'm celebrating. I hope you feel my heart, honey, because you're an amazing person. And a lot of what I do is because of you, I have to say that. So I've written this book, and it's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Genius and Transform Your Life. And awaken your genius, I think, is the key here, right? How do we awaken our genius, right? All of us have it. It's all of us are born with greatness. All of us are born with brilliance. It doesn't really matter who we are. But what I find is that a lot of it's been covered up. Mine was covered up for years. You know, I bought into a you know, some belief systems that I was socialized into that you know, really fear based. I would say a lot of them fear based. So you know, I had to look at my fears, and man, I was afraid of a lot of things that I didn't want to admit. You know, it was a fear of making money, fear of success, fear of being in relationship, fear of being unhealthy, fear of being stagnant, being lonely, being overwhelmed. Just on and on it went, right? And you know, at one point I woke up and I said, you know, enough. I'm just not going to live that life. I'm not going to do that life anymore. I'm going to create a new life story. And so I had to let go of a lot of old ways of thinking and a lot of people that supported those old ways of thinking. They were great people, you know, friends. It's not easy to leave friends. But, you know, for me, it was more important to grow, to evolve. I had to be, you know, disappoint others, to be true to myself many times. And it wasn't an easy journey. But I have to say, it led to a life filled with amazing friends, with a family that is very functional, with a beautiful wife, with you know, I've got 12 grandchildren. I have a relationship with every one of them, right? So it's not just, oh, I have 12 grandchildren. No, I have a relationship with those kids. We love each other. We connect with each other. I know who they are. I know what they're about, right? So when we do the work that I talk about on this show, listen, it's not all made up. We get results. Things change, right, as we change. I remember at a point in time when I was divorced from my first wife and my children. I was estranged from them at one point. And I started changing. I started making changes inside of myself. I started reconnecting to my soul, to my spirit, right? I started opening up and being more kind and loving and caring. And, you know, it's the funniest thing, man. As soon as I started doing that inner work, even though at the time we were about 500 miles apart, all of a sudden they started changing. The people that they started hanging around with changed. They started stepping up into their own life, right? So, you know, consciousness is something that we're just learning about. We're just learning how the mind works and how we're all interconnected and how we can actually change our lives and change who we are and others change around us. It's pretty amazing. You know, they say the old saints and sages and some of the wise teachers on our planet say, you know, if you change one person and that person changes into a Christ, right, it impacts millions of other people. You don't have to step into that, but you can step into just changing who you are today and celebrate your life. And step into, you know, if you really loved yourself, if you really cared about yourself, if you really had high self-esteem, if you had courage, what would you do today? That's my message. What would you do today? Okay? Would you make changes? Just one little change. You don't have to change everything at once. You know, even my book is The Courage to Change Everything. And by the way, you can get at that book at thecouragetochange.us. Courage2change.us. There's no the. Just courage2change.us. You can pre-order that book. I can tell you this, that the people that have pre-read that book have been blown away. They've said, I've never read anything that has moved me so much, made differences in the way I think, the way I act, the way I show up as this book. I said, thank you. That's why I wrote it. So anyway, I hope you'll consider that. We're in pre-order stage right now, CourageToChange.us. And that's it. I'm about out of time today. But, you know, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And if you know somebody that would benefit by listening to positive, upbeat, understanding, a little wisdom in their life, hey, share our show with them, would you? Share Voices of Courage with them. And this week, create great memories.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.